We'll kind of continue here with the colorful presentations. It's very interesting to see all the backgrounds that people choose. I'm Pat Schoen. And I worked with Roberta Hunt, who stand up, wave, and Sue Haguenas, who's not here, in developing a foot care clinic at a homeless shelter in downtown St. Paul, Minnesota. And we developed this clinic with the idea of it being a transformational experience for students, just like the last speaker discussed. Nothing to disclose. First, I'm going to talk about developing a sustainable academic community partnership. And for those of you who have been out in the community, you know it takes a lot of work to develop a site and stay with them over a period of time. Oops, so I went backwards. The first thing we did or thought about is we've got to develop trust. And we have three partners here. And interestingly enough, Dorothy Day Homeless Shelter was a part of Catholic Charities in St. Paul. Healthcare for the Homeless was part of the Westside Community Health Center. And then we were working with the Department of Nursing through the university. So we had many levels, you might say, of bureaucracy or of groups to go through get an okay to do what we wanted to do. We decided to go slow, which is always useful, even though you want to get going and do your project. So the first thing I did was develop a partnership with the Dorothy Day staff. I worked with the operations director, and I worked with the staff. The man in green had been there for 17 years, and he's still there. All through the years we've worked with him, Rod is there. To talk about, we'd like to bring students to the community, to the homeless shelter, and what we might do. And the first thing we were going to do was an assessment. And it wasn't until I was looking at it this morning that I realized I've been putting 2006 and this was 2005. But in any event. So we had senior nursing students in our capstone leadership course, which was a course I had coordinated, do a community assessment. We used the Healthy People 2010 framework. I love all sorts of nursing frameworks, but in public health, we wanted the students to be able to use the same language that everybody else in the healthcare field would be using. And we completed a strengths-based assessment, and there was a major finding in that there was a gap in foot care provided. There was a clinic, the healthcare for the homeless clinic that was there several days a week, but no one was providing foot care. And they didn't at that point have access to a foot doctor. The foot needs we found both during the assessment and during the years we spent at the clinic are very what you would expect. Our people are out. We have four seasons. Sometimes it seems like only one. It's been cold this last year. But a lot of rain, a lot of snow, and so a lot of fungal infections because people don't have clean dry stockings or clean shoes or clean or shoes without cracks in them and so forth. Many did not have insurance, some did, and they had the range of the normal foot problems you would see in a disadvantaged population. Once we did the health assessment, the community assessment, then I started working with Westside Community Center with Healthcare for the Homeless. And so the woman in the middle here is the director of that program. It took me a year for her to allow us to go back in and do a pilot, okay? And at one point I said, okay, we're just gonna leave her alone for 6 months and then I'll go back, you know. The faculty that were involved with establishing the committee, Sue Haguenas, her doctorate's in holistic health care, and she was one of the instructors in our capstone course. So I asked her to take her students there to develop a holistic health care center. And then Roberta, who was not there when we took the picture, so I got another picture from her. We have developed this clinic so it lasts for 9 months, pretty much, throughout the academic year, which means we had to go to a different group of students. So it's with our generic, traditional baccalaureate students in the fall and our post-baccalaureate students in the winter and spring. We had to coordinate and collaborate a lot. Finding the person who is going to be your link to the clinic and who's very interested and involved. is very important. And Callie was always there to say, oh, do you have enough of this? Do you have enough of this? What do you want? What do you want? Sending me emails. And she was there. After the first 2 months, she was there for every clinic. After the first year, we added a diabetic coordinator from the Healthcare for the Homeless setting to teach the students about foot assessment and foot care for diabetics. Many of the people might have had other types of neuropathies or other foot problems, but they basically you're assessing the same way, and they have many of the same problems. We also work with the clinic nursing staff, and this was one of our students. She graduated, I think, 3 years ago, and she was looking for work, and I knew the clinic was looking for a nurse, and so I sent her down there, and they hired her. And so that was very nice, because she was had been a student there, and now she can work with our students. So the development, which was 2005 to 2009, we basically spent 2005, most of 2006, getting to where we had the clinic in place. Then we're going to integrate the clinic into our courses, and I already mentioned we have it in two different courses. We wanted to, as part of that continuity, be there as long as we could. And so we would stretch it from September to the first week of December for the first semester, and then you went to what, April or May? May for the second semester. And so they got to know our students, and that helped to develop that trust relationship. Another university joined us, actually the University of Minnesota, in the summer of 2007, and they were there for 2 years doing the same thing. Berta and I belong to a consortium, some of you may have heard of it, the Henry Street Consortium, which is the consortium of local public health educators and public health agency staff. And so other people would hear what we were doing and they wanted to do it too. So that was exciting. And then in 08, another university wanted to join us at Dorothy Day. There wasn't room, so they developed another foot care clinic at another site that Healthcare for the Homeless has. So it's been an ongoing process, and we have increased the variety of services we have, and we've been able to increase the depth of the experience for students. Key components of a sustainable academic community partnership. Bottom line, trust. It takes a while to develop the trust. They know we're going to show up. They know what we're going to do. They know we're not going to do anything that would be detrimental to their client population. Both Dorothy Day and Healthcare for the Homeless were very, very, very protective of the guests at Dorothy Day. And so we pretty much had to prove to them that we could come in and be effective and that our students would be okay with them and they would be okay with us. Took a while. Whoops. Reciprocity, that's been brought up before. The whole idea that each side has equal power and that each side was getting something back. Resources, that's probably the most difficult one. Most nursing labs are not set up with some of the things you might need to take to a foot care clinic at a homeless shelter. And so some of the resources have been provided by Healthcare for the Homeless, some by the department, some by students, and at least in my section, a lot by faculty. So it gets expensive unless you can get it integrated into your departmental budget. Effectiveness, I don't know what I'm having a problem with my finger here. Again, demonstrating that there was some use for it, that the guests at Dorothy Day were happy that we were there. In fact, after a while, they would kind of come and say, oh, when are you going to come? Some of the clinics would have long waiting lines. Other times, we wouldn't have any. But people would say, when are you going to come back again? I had one woman come up to me and say, oh, do you remember me? I was here 2 years ago, and I'm here again. So kind of that continuity and a sense of having done something which is useful for the community. The cultural sensitivity. Although St. Catharines has 20% of its students are students of color, and many of them are poor, it was still to go to a homeless center for many of these students was a brand new experience. And dealing with the culture of poverty, as well as the variety of people of different colors and ethnicities was, for some students, it was difficult. Then I want to talk to you about how we developed the foot care clinic. I mentioned that we had a nurse who had her doctorate in therapeutic holistic nursing care. We wanted to stress therapeutic presence and therapeutic listening. We wanted the students to have time to get to know their clients and to work with them. And so that was a very important part, to talk to the students, to prepare them for, you're not just there to look at feet. This is not just a system. You are going there to deal with the whole person. Preparing for clinical, thinking in terms of the service learning perspective, the students did do readings, what to wear. They weren't going to be in uniforms, so what should they wear, what would be okay. And we had to talk to them about what's okay. You know, I always used to say, no, I won't say it on the tape. But anyway, you want them to appear fully clothed. Okay. And then the orientation at the center. Students organized the clinic supplies once they were there. We would bring the supplies out, and I would say, here they are. Here's the room we're in. Now you decide what you're going to do. So they'd have to decide how they were going to arrange the chairs, how they were going to arrange the supplies on the table, how they were going to do the intake of bringing people in. And so it really became their clinic. And I said, I'm just going to sit down and relax for 2 hours here. And so I would just kind of sit and watch them. If they had any questions or they wanted me to see one of their clients because they weren't sure what was going on with the foot, I would go over. Otherwise, I would just kind of sit there and let them run the clinic. And that was very empowering for them. Supplies included hospitality. The faculty who are doing this clinic this fall are right here, and Ginny's in the audience, I think, back there. But hospitality was a very important part to us because, again, we wanted to fit into the culture of the center. They treated the homeless people as guests, and we wanted to invite them in and share with them what we were able to do with them and for them. A lot of supplies. This is kind of my list of foot care supplies that we would bring to each clinic. Many of them we kept at the clinic, but Walmart became my friend. They have the cheapest stockings around. Good stockings, but cheap. So a lot of supplies, and it was very important as far as the process of the clinic and the supplies that from course to course and different faculty to different faculty to different university coming in that we shared with them. This is our process, this is what we do, these are our supplies, you know, so that there was not only continuity around the year, but continuity of how we provided the nursing care. Sometimes people would sign up in advance. Sometimes they signed up that morning. We always had someone to greet them and then to welcome them. The components, as I said, we stressed the therapeutic presence and communication. So they would do a foot assessment, then a foot soak with natural oils, a foot massage, clip the nails if the client wanted them, provide some health education, referrals if necessary, advocacy certainly, and we also did some documentation of what we had done. Every client's or every guest's foot care was individualized. So it wasn't like, this is what we're going to do to you. What would you like us to do? This is what you have. Would you like this oil in your water? Would you like that in your water? What kind of, we always had more than one massage cream. Which would you like to use? Stockings, if we had a variety of stockings, we'd say, which kind would you like? And we had stockings for, I think, 6 months to well into adult years, and large feet and small feet, because sometimes we had babies and little kids there. The students did a lot of collaboration, working with the clinic nurses, the diabetic nurse, and just this year, the last time I was there to visit and got some pictures, they have a chiropractor that comes in during the clinic sometimes, and they also have a nutritionist. So our work has helped Dorothy Day and Healthcare for the Homeless expand their own services by having kind of a group of services offered at one time. Integrating into the course, into the different courses, Roberta and I and other faculty who are involved worked very carefully to, again, look at how it fit into our public health course and what we were doing, and pretty much all use the same approach. And then we looked at this as kind of a synthesis learning experience for students. We did use the Minnesota Public Health Nursing Intervention Wheel, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. We used the transformational learning approach. There are a lot of differences as far as the feelings students have that are when they're working with people different from themselves. We wanted students to talk about that with us after the fact and share and think. We want them to be able to think about the power of nursing presence and advocacy, not just doing tasks, which tasks are important, but it's the nurse and the nursing role. And then taking this to the point where they could look at themselves as members of the community and what was their role as a citizen to help improve the health care of the homeless. So we used the three stages, and these are integrated into the clinic: the preclinical presentation, the readings and orientation, the foot care clinic, the thinking, doing, observing, and feeling. And most students wanted to talk about their feelings, some did not. But really getting them to understand how their feelings and their changed, or how they thought about things changed as they worked through the clinics. I had one student that said to me, "I don't do feet." And I looked at her, "You what?" "I just don't do feet. I've never liked feet. I don't like to touch them. I just don't do feet." And I said, "Well, you're going to have to." And it took her a while, but she was okay. I think she had three clients. The first one was kind of difficult, but she did do feet. Okay, and then the reflection at the end and the role synthesis, which is in their post-clinical. And when I was teaching the course, it was also part of their final exam. They had to demonstrate how they met certain competencies, and so many of them would use the homeless experience. They developed a lot of competencies, and many of them said they didn't realize when they were working with patients how many different things they did. You know, I would say, "Did you teach the patient?" "No." I said, "Well, did you tell them this?" "That's teaching." So really looking at all of the different interventions from the public health nursing intervention wheel, they worked a lot at the individual level and at the systems level by working with coordinating with the staff, and then also getting a picture of the community and knowing what was needed. So here we have the three levels. And I had my husband take this picture from the parking lot of Dorothy Day. You see this building right here? That is the Xcel Energy Center where the Republicans had their convention. So there was a lot of negotiating and stuff going on between the Republican Party and the clinic. They wanted the clinic to close because they were within the perimeter. It was kind of like a walled-off city down there with a National Guard and everybody else and guns and everything. And homeless people were right in the middle of it. So that was a very interesting experience. Professional role development. When you're not a nurse, when you're not in a uniform, and you're not in a hospital, and you're maybe going to sit on the floor while you're providing the foot care, and you're in your jeans, how are you a nurse? And so that was really making them think about that I can be a nurse without all those outside things, crutches that help me. One student's reflection, Sarah said, "In working with the homeless population in Dorothy Day Center, I feel that I demonstrated caring. I used therapeutic presence and therapeutic listening with each of the clients that I had. I did have one client in particular who talked a great deal. Really, I didn't have to say much at all in order to be therapeutic. I simply allowed her to talk and tell her story." And it is interesting how they find out the value of listening. Okay. "I did find her to be different from anyone that I had ever met, but I accepted her for who she was. This experience influenced my nursing practice by teaching me to be accepting of those who are different from me, but more importantly, it helped me to realize the needs of this population. I think it's really important to advocate for health care for the homeless and the impoverished." So you could see it in this one over two pages. I just pulled out selected sentences. But you could see how she went through that transformative process through the service learning process. The washing of feet, it was a very spiritual moment for many students. They'd never washed someone else's feet before. They didn't know, one student said, "I didn't know how humbling it would be for me." And that they didn't know how much difference they could make by just sitting with people and washing, massaging their feet and listening to them. What students achieved, they provided population-based practice, one person at a time. They provide services to meet the unmet needs of the community, homeless community. They expanded capacity of Dorothy Day in healthcare for the homeless. And most important, they expanded their understanding of professional nursing and their own nursing roles. It was a real synthesis experience, everything from pathology of the feet to thinking about nursing presence, thinking about the nursing process, actually getting to evaluation, developing their leadership skills. They would say, well, this person needs such and so. And I'd say, why don't you go talk to so-and-so over there? Go talk to the social worker. Oh, can I do that? And I said, yeah. Well, that person out there looks like he could use his feet washed. Well, why don't you go talk to him and invite him in? Oh, can I do that? Yes. So really empowering them to take the actions that their mind and heart were telling them to do. The value of the foot care clinic, I remember Rod, the man with the green shirt, said to me one year, we really like your students. And I said, why? He said, because they are not afraid of our clients. They weren't afraid. We improved the quality of the health care. One man last year who lived in a homeless shelter but was mentally ill said, this is the most wonderful experience of my life. And he meant that. And on a slightly lighter note, we had two men that came from Indiana, and the student asked them why they were at the foot care clinic in St. Paul. And they said, We came from Ohio because we heard there was a foot care clinic here. We never did check it out, but we thought that was really nice, just leave it. And then the whole idea that they could spend time with clients. And one student said, I thought we would be graded at how many people we saw. And I said, no, it's what you did with the people that you saw. What we learned, like with others, takes a lot of resources, commitment, work. I wanted to say two things, I know my time's up. Students learn best when they are challenged to do something that benefits others, when they're challenged to do something real, getting them out of the classroom, into the community. And also that the community, the homeless, and the agency staff are invaluable teachers. Okay, thank you.